KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies. We're up to 14 degrees. Started out the morning around 11 degrees and 11 o'clock, 7 o'clock hour. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 34. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. As we touched on a bit last hour, Atlantic City Councilman Chris Jimerson informed the council during their meeting Wednesday evening that Fire Chief Mark McNeese will be stepping down from his lead position with the AFD. McNeese, who has served the city as fireman for 29 and a half years and the past 13 years as chief, explained why he's decided to switch gears and return to being a firefighter.
Well, it's been something I've been struggling with here this year. It's been kind of a rough year for me personally on some levels, but it just boiled down to some things that drove home the fact that, you know, somebody else needs to do this. There's so much stress and responsibility with it that wears on you over time, and I mean, I love being on scene and doing the job, and I can't say enough about the guys. They are family, and I enjoy that, but it just comes to a point that we all get there. I know at some point it's time to hand it over to somebody, and we've got a lot of great people on the department. I'm very confident in the way that we've brought them along, that there are several that are be highly qualified to be a chief and will be very good at it, and will have my full support and cooperation.
He says there are other things that he needs to take care of in life and to work on that he's neglected because of his current duties. McNeese began to think about stepping down a couple of years ago.
You never want to overstay your welcome, which I don't believe I have, but you don't want to overstay your effectiveness either. And the trajectory of the department continues to go up. And if I ever thought it was going to level out or going the other direction, then I was going to make sure that I wasn't the cause of it and left. We are not there. We're still going up and in a good way, and a lot of things going on. And, you know, I guess I'm most proud of the fact that the guys and gals, I should say, are doing what they do at a high level. They train to a high level. We have high expectations and demands of them, and they've bought into it, and they do it.
Under the bylaws, an Atlantic Fire Chief is elected every 2 years. The department will vote on new chief at the first meeting in December, and pending City Council approval, that person will take over their duties on January 1st, 2020. Mark McNeese had some advice for whomever his successor may be.
Yes, I really haven't sat down and thought it totally, but really it's just a matter of you've got to stop and take a deep breath and try not to let everything overwhelm you and just be as calm as you can be and focus on what needs to be done when you're on scene. And the rest of it will fall into place. Make sure you've got good people with you, and you'll be fine.
During his tenure as Chief, McNeese also served on the Iowa Firefighters Association and was elected as president during his time with the association. Well, in an update to our election results yesterday, the Cass County Auditor's Office reported just before midday that the write-in votes had been tabulated, and the winner for the mayor's office in Wyota was J. Ford Lillard. Philip Prischogin was elected as mayor of Messina. Griswold City Clerk winners include Kirk Stapleton and Greg Leitner. The results will remain unofficial until canvassed by the Board of Supervisors, and the candidates will need to accept the position after the canvass is made official. Also in Cass County, as we mentioned yesterday, Grace Garrett narrowly defeated incumbent Dana Halder for the at-large seat on the council. The final tally was 517 votes for Garrett, 509 for Halder. Garrett told KJAN News yesterday that she was excited when she found out that she had won.
Of course there was excitement. I thought I had a good chance, but I have to say Mr. Halder ran a good race. But I am still excited.
For the past few months, she sat in on Atlantic City Council meetings to learn as much as possible about the city that she calls home.
And so for me, that was important for me to educate myself and to meet some new people and to meet those that are governing our city. So I know how to support, and I know possibly what I can bring to the table.
It's the first time she's ever run for city office. Grace and her husband, Bill, moved to Atlantic 2.5 years ago. The couple has been married for 41 years. They have 2 adult children and 4 grandchildren. Faith, family, and community are the forefront of their lives, she said. Garrett said now she's ready to take on the challenges of public office.
I have said all along I have a very short platform, and my platform is to be a good listening ear of the people and to represent them well. Because at the end of the day, I think we all really want the same thing. We're always here and we want more jobs. We're always hearing we need more restaurants. We're always hearing we need economic development and things of that nature. And I think there's a lot of that going on behind the scenes that we may not really know completely about. And so I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to seeing how we can maintain some of the history of Atlantic, but also to move forward to make it a place that we really do love calling home.
One more note on the elections. There was a moment of humor during the meeting, the city council meeting last night, when Councilman Dana Halder congratulated his opponent in Tuesday's election, Grace Garrett, for her win over Halder.
When you win, you deserve it, and good luck to you. I think you colluded with Russia, but I won't say anything.
In other news, the Creston Police Department reports 25-year-old Jordan Ray Beardsley of Creston was arrested Wednesday afternoon. Beardsley was taken into custody for driving while suspended and was later released on a $300 bond. State officials have distributed more than $3 million in federal grants to 9 communities for water and sewer system upgrades. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The federal money comes to Iowa in the form of a block grant. 21 Iowa cities and towns applied for a chunk of it. Madrid and Owine are each getting $600,000 in grant money. The communities of Brighton, Kimbledon, Maxwell, Pomeroy, and Schleswig are each getting $300,000. Just over $200,000 in grant money is going to Rembrandt. Bernard got $112,000. Iowa Economic Development Authority Director Debbie Durham says these sorts of projects aren't the most visible or exciting, but water and sewer systems are critical to the success of a community. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Kimbleton's $300,000 grant will be used for water main replacement project. Schleswig is receiving funds for their sanitary sewer system improvements. Well, Shift ATL, a 501c3 nonprofit organization, will host a turkey trot on Thursday, November 28th, with registration beginning at 7:30 a.m. in front of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce at 102 Chestnut Street. The races will begin that morning at 8 a.m. sharp. Athletes of all ages and abilities are invited to enjoy either a 5K or a 1 mile route. The courses for both will begin and end at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce at the Rock Island Depot on the north side of Chestnut Street there. Prizes will be awarded to first place male and female. Post-race refreshments and treats will also be served. Registration costs are kindergarten and under without a turkey trot sweatshirt free. Kindergarten and under with a turkey trot sweatshirt, $25. Kindergarten to 8th grade without a sweatshirt is $5. Kindergarten to 8th grade with a sweatshirt is $30 registration. General registration is $10. General registration with a t-shirt is $20, and general registration with a sweatshirt is $35. Participants can register online at getmeregistered.com/Atlantic Turkey Trot. Registrations, including a crew neck sweatshirt, will be taken until November 12th. All other registrations will be taken up until the day of the event. Funds raised during the turkey trot will be put towards the matching funds required for a community catalyst grant that Shift ATL will be applying for early next year. That grant and the matching funds will cover the cost of the majority of the renovations that will be done inside the group's first economic development project, the previous downtowner building the group brought earlier this year. For more information about Shift ATL or the Turkey Trot, you can visit their Facebook page or by email at shiftatlantic@gmail.com. A Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy responding Tuesday afternoon to a disturbance in rural Crescent arrested 55-year-old Dale Margaret Mitchell of Crescent. Authorities said yesterday Mitchell was taken into custody for assault without intent to cause bodily injury or mental illness. Her bond was set at $1,000. And deputies responded at around 2:40 p.m. Tuesday to a report of an armed subject at a residence in Underwood. Taken into custody for assault with use or display of weapon was 38-year-old Elijah Luke Emery of Underwood. He was being held in the Pott County Jail on a $2,000 bond. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.